Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Focus on Health Radio. I am your host, Pamela Crane. Focus on Health Radio is a volunteer organization dedicated to healing mind, body, and soul. Focus on Health does not prescribe, recommend, or counsel. Focus on Health is created strictly for educational purposes. Today's guests are Sigal Saiva and Christina Androsky, who run the organization FLIP, and soon to star on FLIP Radio. Welcome, Christina and Sigal.
Hi, Pam. Hey, Pam.
Hi, girls. So glad to have you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. This will be a really, really, really interesting show, and I'm really looking forward to it. Today, I would like each of our ladies to tell briefly about themselves, their focus, and then to share with us what FLIP is, what FLIP means, and what exactly is its focus in life on a whole. Sigal, let me start with you. Tell us a little bit about who you are in relationship to the FLIP journey.
Thanks so much, Pam. Well,
you're welcome.
My journey started a few years ago. Really, it's been going on my whole life. I've been just trying to get better, get healthier, and there have been just some things that I struggled with inside. And so a few years ago, I decided that I was going to reach out to someone and go with something a little bit different than I'd tried before. I'd done a lot of counseling and different things like that and just was still feeling like some of the things that I believed about myself didn't line up with what I knew to be true. So, you know, as a child, I felt very insecure and lacking confidence. My dad was a hardworking man, and he taught me to work really, really hard. But it seemed like he was more critical of me than he was praising of me. And so I learned at a very young age that I had to perform really, really well. And if I didn't, every time that I didn't do something right or well, I would hear about it and felt like that was the end of the world. And so that made me very insecure. I was always worried about, am I good enough? Am I doing things well enough? And I just didn't really learn to value myself because I wasn't taught that I'm amazing, that I can do whatever I want, and that I'm smart, and all these other things. And so I kind of filled in the blanks for myself. I went from being, you know, insecure, lacking confidence, not really valuing myself or learning to love myself well, always concerned with others and what they needed. I really didn't learn, you know, I came from a culture, I'm Israeli, and so I came from a culture that really taught me that you serve first, you serve everyone in the household first, and especially being a woman, it's very male-dominant culture in some senses, you know. And
hold on,
Sigal,
you say that you came from an Israeli culture?
Yes, so I was born in Israel.
Is that what you said?
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and so my mom grew up in a house with six boys, and she was basically taught, you know, women stay at home, clean, they take care of everyone, and the boys go out and they do the hard work outside the home. They go to school. The women weren't even in school where she came from, and she immigrated to Israel. So, yeah, and so I just learned at a very young age that, you know, these were kind of my duties, and women were definitely viewed differently than men in my mom's culture mostly, not Israel as much. It's definitely, you know, not the same there. And so I learned at a young age to care for everyone around me and kind of neglect myself. And so I always put everyone else ahead of me. And I did that for a long time. And, you know, what I didn't realize was that I just wasn't designed to just ignore myself my whole life. And so there was frustration building and just feeling unfulfilled in life and everything else while, you know, always taking care of everyone else. And there were times when I was struggling financially, and I remember just being anxious and just really worried about how I was going to make it and what I was going to do and all these things. You know, I just I grew up and went through life just picking up all these things. And I really wanted to figure out, you know, how do I get my voice and stand up for myself? I didn't know how to do that. I didn't even know what dreams I had, let alone how to pursue them. And so, you know, when I started to do the personal one-on-one coaching that Christina and I do, when I went through that process myself, it just changed everything. I was able to learn how to love myself well, how to figure out the dreams that are inside my heart and how to pursue them. I started to figure out why the fear and anxiety that I grew up with was there and how to get rid of it and how to put up really good, healthy boundaries in relationships so that I'm not always taken advantage of and feeling frustrated about that. So it just is a complete, the reason we called Flip Flip is because it literally is a life flip. It flips the areas of your life where you're stuck or where you believe things about yourself and other people that aren't true. And
this
when that happens...
Leads me to kind of a question to you, Sibel. It leads me to a little bit of question, and we'll go back to this in a second to the other folks. Is the question is, what are the goals on this one-on-one coaching? So what you're saying is basically that being in the situation that you were in, it made you just feel stifled. Is that what I'm hearing you saying? And you really didn't allow yourself to see who you really were?
Absolutely. Essentially, I was seeing myself through what I learned to believe about myself as a child. And so because I had learned at a young age, and this wasn't something that someone told me, it was just a result of, you know, growing up with a father that just, he required that I worked really hard and that I worked a lot. And so I learned early on that I have to work to be pleasing, essentially. And so
in sort of a pass-fail environment. Pass, you fail.
Exactly. It's definitely performance-based, and so I learned how to perform really, really well. And for me, that meant you're actually not allowed to make any mistakes. And if you do, you're always called out. And so for me, attention, I grew up, you know, hating attention. I didn't want anyone to look at me because for me, attention had always been bad. And so if I got attention, it meant I was doing something wrong and that was being pointed out. And that felt awful. And so I just learned to basically dim myself way down and not be noticed.
Wow. To make yourself small.
Exactly. And so it took, you know, it's been years of really working hard on the inside to believe that I don't have to dim myself down, that I can be a powerful woman and that's not overpowering or too much for people and that I'm comfortable in the spotlight. I went years not being comfortable speaking in front of people, talking in public, you know, something like this, talking on the radio would have scared me. I just would not have been able to do it because anytime the spotlight was on me, it was negative. And
half
so
fail
I had to
came
go, exactly. So I had to go into those places and really learn how to love myself enough that it was okay to make mistakes and not care what people thought about me because the people that know me love me and it's okay to make mistakes there and I don't have to be perfect. And it took years. I mean, I grew up my entire life believing I had to be perfect and the only things I ever noticed were the places where I didn't measure up. So it's been an amazing journey to literally be able to put myself on radio in front of people on video, knowing I'm not perfect, knowing I don't say things perfectly, I don't look perfect, and I don't actually care. I literally don't care. And that has been so incredibly freeing. And that's just one area. That's just one area of life that's been transformed. There's plenty of others as well.
So you have a process that you have gone through with the flip process. What are your goals in this method of one-on-one coaching? It's a process of coaching.
Yes. So the process and the point of the one-on-one coaching is to, one, have it be designed for the specific person. And it's basically instead of an outside-in approach, which I feel like a lot of the self-help, the counseling, the therapy, and I'm not knocking those at all because they're really helpful in many respects, they kind of work outside-in. So they deal a lot more with the symptoms than they do the actual root of the problem. And so this process and the way that we do it is not only tailored for the individual and the specific places where they have had pain, they've had disappointment, they have gotten stuck, but we're going to the actual places where these beliefs generated, where these insecurities came, where the fears and the anxiety started, and we're getting those healed on the inside. And so, you know, a lot of times we hear people talking about fear, for example, and they'll say, I just want this fear and this anxiety to stop. And there's lots of methods and even medications to make that happen. With our approach, we're more concerned not that fear is there, but why is it there? How did it get there? And we're going to go to the very place that it started, and we're going to get that so healed and so renewed, in a sense, with new information on the inside of the heart, that it's going to change how we actually view the situation, and it will no longer cause the fear or the anxiety that we would experience normally. So where, for example, with finances, I'd gone through a period of time where I went through such incredible financial hardship that it gave me anxiety to think about going back into lack. And through this process, I was able to go back into those places and get them so changed, so healed up on the inside, that now if I'm ever faced with financial lack, it doesn't cause me the fear and anxiety that would have before. And that's because what I believe about it has changed. And once you change what you believe on the outside, on the inside, the outside changes as well. So you will naturally also go to a place where you're not in a situation where you're continually lacking as well. Because once, you know, fear is the driver of things. So if we hang on to fear that something's going to happen, a lot of times we're feeding into the very thing we don't want. So
I've gone through a couple sessions with you guys, and I, if you don't mind, I'd like to interject something here too, is that this is not counseling, this is coaching, and that what I've seen so far is you create a safe place for a person to go back to those areas in their life that have been maybe a painful area or a wrong thought process starts, and give them the permission and the company and fellowship and the skill to climb out of that space in that area. Would you say that's
true? Yes, absolutely. And the main part of that is that we're not doing in the area of understanding in the realm of the mind where we're just getting new information. We're actually going into the places of the heart that have had those experiences, and we are changing what the heart believes there so that we actually believe differently, feel differently about the very things that have happened to us that have caused us so much pain, so that they're not as painful. Because we're actually giving a space for that pain to be seen, to be honored, to be experienced and felt, and to be processed and eliminated to a great degree in a healthy way. And that's really what the process is about. It's about learning to walk through difficult circumstances and keeping your heart open and learning to process the very pain that oftentimes we try to either bury, medicate, or run from.
Correct. That's kind of been, I know for the couple of sessions that I've had, is having to really just righteous women sitting with me, making it safe, things came up that I didn't even know were there, and it seemed safe, and that was a first for me. So it was a very healing, I found that very heart healing as you say, as well.
Yeah, because the truth is that, you know, when we go through things like that and we don't process it and we don't address it, even if we forget about it, even if we bury it, ignore it, the heart doesn't actually ever forget. And so what ends up happening is that we continue to be influenced by and ruled by the very things in our lives that are just left open. So.
Correct. Okay, well, that's just a touch on things, isn't it? And I am so interested in this and the work that you're doing for everyone. It's just so amazing. We'll move right on to Christina. I do want to say that there are two people online. If they want to ask questions, they're from the 916 area code. And if they would like to ask questions at the end, we'll save the last 15 minutes for questions and answers, and we will get to you. All you have to do is raise your hand, or I'll check in on you, and you can ask questions if you like. We won't make you, but we hope that you'll feel comfortable enough to go ahead and ask some questions from 916 area code. We see a 916-821, 916-316, and a 951-235. You can all ask questions. I'll try to save time for you at the end. And now we're moving on to Miss Sunshine, Christina.
Hey, Pam.
Hi, Christina. Hiya.
Good to hear
your
voice.
How are you, honey? Thank you.
I'm doing
so
fantastic.
How does this all relate to you, and how did you start with Flip and your experience with Seagal and going through this coaching process?
Yeah, my connection with Seagal happened later in life, and it was actually once I was in my journey with the heart and with love. But for me to get there, I had to go back to my childhood and understand myself and who I was and areas of my life that I needed upgrades in. So
you needed some upgrades, did you say?
Okay. As a child, I was a cute, feisty little nugget. I had a unique childhood. I grew up on the road with my parents traveling across the United States. Up until I was about 4 years old. And so because of that, I was with my mom 24/7. I got a lot of attention and love. And my top two love languages were touch and words of affirmation. And so as a little girl, I learned quickly how to get affirmed and how to get praised. And that was by being a good girl and a girl who excelled in areas of life where I got attention and got praised for doing neat things or extraordinary things. And so what I also learned in that is that the moments when I was a bad girl or threw tantrums or anger came out because I didn't know how to process pain as a little girl. I don't know very many little kids who do. It's usually something we're taught. I learned that those parts of myself were bad because it kept me from getting the love and the affirmation and the praise that I so desperately wanted. So at a very early age, I developed a belief of actually hating parts of myself and thinking that there were parts of myself that were bad that needed to be fixed. There was zero self-love for myself in those spaces. So those patterns and those beliefs followed me and ruled my life through my adolescence up into my teenage years. I excelled academically. I played sports at a very high level, never got in trouble. I developed into being quite the people pleaser because people who please other people get affirmed and they get praised, and also found myself being somewhat of a chameleon in most environments, very disconnected from myself and my needs and my desires, and much more aware of what other people needed and wanted and how to make that happen for them. Because in return, I was able to get affirmed and praised, and I didn't ever experience the negative aspect of the parts of me that were bad, that didn't get her needs met. So that all worked until I found myself in just a really hopeless circumstance and situation where I was drowning in pain and actually tried to take my life. And it was in that moment that I got invited into a conversation with Perfect Love. And in that moment, everything changed for me because Perfect Love wants to confront all those areas of your heart and your beliefs that aren't settled in it. And so that began a journey for me for going in and really confronting the areas that were keeping me in prison and keeping me hostage and areas where I wasn't free and I wasn't free to be me. So it's been a journey that happened about 12 years ago. And that started a process for me of wanting to have these conversations with love and wanting to know what it was saying, inviting it into those deep places of my heart and getting the upgrades and the beliefs in my pain, letting it connect to my pain and really heal my heart. And more than anything, I think restoring myself back to me of who I am and learning who is this girl that I've been so disconnected from and who is this woman that I really don't know, parts of me that I actually don't like and I hate. And really coming in a place of compassion and self-love, the same type of love that is given to me from perfect love. So that's been my model, and it's been a really adventurous, fun journey. And in that process is where I met Miguel, and that's out of the place the flip was created.
Can you explain to me a little bit about what would be an upgrade for you? You're calling it upgrade and a generalization. What I'm hearing you say is somewhat like what Seagal said, is your own personal self was subdued by others' impressions of what you should be. And an upgrade, would you explain what would be your personal upgrade in some ways?
Sure, absolutely. So one of my core beliefs was that I'm unlovable when I make mistakes. So I constantly hid parts of me that I felt like where I couldn't be messy. I couldn't make mistakes around people. I had to be on point, had to be perfect, meeting their needs, and it was all about them. And so the upgrade in that is realizing that I'm lovable in my imperfections. I am enough. And some of these are just core human beliefs that I find even working with clients. There's about 5 or 6 that every human being at the core level of who they are need to reconcile and need to get upgrades in. And that's really at the root of a lot of the issues of life. The other was, what's the point of living? Clearly, when I'm in a place of hopelessness and wanting to take my life drowning in pain, there is an upgrade of there's no purpose for my life, that I felt like I was at continual war with inside of myself, a complete disconnect of my head and my heart. And so I was in a continual state of self-sabotage. And so what's the point of living if just everything I do, I'm always losing? It's a no-win situation. And so the upgrade there is, there's actual purpose to my life. There's a point in living, and I want to live.
Absolutely. And what would you say are a few of the core beliefs that everybody has?
The ones that need to get upgraded are ones like, I am stupid, I am not enough, I'm unlovable, there's no purpose to my life. For a lot of women and some men, it's, I'm ugly. I would say that those are probably the highlighted ones that I see on a consistent basis, that when we really get to the root beliefs, the core beliefs of the human structure and heart realm, that we're finding that that is what we're coming up against. And it's getting the upgrade there and really listening to what perfect love has to say about that and what truth is.
It's so funny to me because you would think, and you see this in the world all around you, and I'm so sorry to hear about the place that your life went to in trying to take your own life, is you see people who are in a state of hopelessness all around you because they have no direction, they have no focus, and you see that it is just so prevalent.
It is, but I guess it would be frustrating if you knew that there weren't a solution. But in every
right.
scenario, always a solution. And so that's probably the thing that fuels me the most, is wanting to come in and letting that conversation of love happen and take place there so truth can come in.
Perfect love casts out all fear, right?
Yes, it does.
That's awesome. That's just, you know, to see you now, to see both of you ladies, you would never think anything like this has gone on in your lives. And you just, I remember the first day that we met down at the Cove, down at the beach, and you walked up, and like I told you guys, you look like a couple little angels. I'm sitting there at the end, and you just walked up. You're both just glowing and smiling. And I thought, that those girls are different.
Aww,
and we've known each other since then. I know. It just was, it was
you're
a better than a whale or a dolphin, right? Is that right?
That's right. You know, I think for Sigal and I, that's one of the things that I really just appreciate. She's a best friend of mine, but just even in partnering with Flip, that we really believe in authenticity and transparency. And while we understand a lot of this in the heart realm and the way we live our lives, that at the end of the day, we're all human and we're all going through a process. And so there's never this place where we're above or we have it all figured out, that we just really want to invite people into our journey and just let people see what perfect love can do. And when you're intentional to get into the heart, just the freedom and liberation that can come from that. And I think that there's no greater gift. It's actually priceless.
And it does. It creates a sense of security, right? And the hopelessness just fades. So that is an amazing thing. I want to talk to you a little bit, and both of you can interject here. You're going to be doing Flip Radio. Is that correct?
We are. Yes.
And I'm thinking that you'll be going on once a month, right?
Yes. We're going to be joining the second Wednesday at this same time at 12:30 every month, and we'll be live for about an hour, sometimes a little longer. And we'll be just talking about topics to help people understand, you know, this one-on-one coaching. What is it? What do we do? What are the results? What are the issues we face in life? How do we solve them? How do we get better? And we'll be doing that every second Wednesday starting May 10th at 12:30.
That is so awesome. Now, this is not just for the ladies, is it?
It is not. Men, you are welcome, and we invite you into the space as well.
So the radio sessions will be every second Wednesday, and the first one will be May the 10th at 12:30 Pacific time, and everyone is invited. Everyone can call in and ask questions, and we'll be going topic by topic as you ladies seem to think are necessary. Did you guys have anything else to say before we start taking questions?
Yeah, I think we just wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that they could also go to our website at flipmystory.com.
Okay.
They can follow us there
sure.
for updated events. We also host events for men and women. And they
sure.
can also follow us on Facebook and on our Instagram page.
Okay, say that again because you cut out a little bit, so say it all over again.
Okay, so our website has our information. If anyone wants to go to the website and contact us or set up a free consultation or one-on-one coaching. We also do men's and women's conferences, and so all the information is updated there. That's probably the best place to go. It's at www.flipmystory.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Flip My Story, so that's a great way to stay connected with us and follow us. And I just wanted to point out, too, that the Flip Radio will be on a different station. So we'll be posting those links for May 10th at 12:30 as well.
Okay. And the best, you have an email through your Flip website also, don't you?
Yes, we do. Do you want to give that to them, Pam?
And isn't it info at flipmystory.com?
info@flipmystory.com.
Okay, yes. That they can reach you through there as well. Okay,
yes.
if that it, girls, then we can start taking some questions because we have some callers here sitting. They can raise their hands. I'm going to check in with everybody because you may not know how to raise your hands. It doesn't mean that you have to talk, but I'm going to say, okay, 916-316 area code, do you have a question?
I sure do. Hi, this is Sarah.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Sigal.
Welcome.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing your information and your story. I can totally relate. And one of my questions is, why is it important to really kind of delve into your past to be able to heal? And what is the difference between what you're doing and traditional counseling? Because I've been through years and years and years of counseling, and it seems like what you're doing is very different, because, like you said, it's going from the inside out.
And also
versus
it's
the
not
outside
counseling,
out.
It's coaching. Yeah.
That's a great question. Hi, Sarah.
Thank you.
So the reason that we go into the past, we found that is the most effective way to go into the very place where things shifted for us. So the point is to go back and basically heal it to the point that it would have been had we never had that negative experience. So everything that we learn there, everything we believe there, we're basically changing it and making it what we would have gotten had we gone through that in a really healthy way. You know, if we had, let's say, if my dad had been able to always say, "You're doing a great job, honey. I'm so proud of you. I love how hard you work." If I would have gotten all those things, I wouldn't have ended up with all the beliefs that taught me that I was bad. And so we found the best way to go in and change those things is to go into the very place where we learn them and where we believe them, and to give the heart a new experience there. Now, that doesn't mean that if I spend a lot of time just keep telling myself that I'm good, that I'm great, that I'm capable, that eventually I won't believe it. I just found that those things take longer. I spent 10 years writing down and basically reciting affirmations and declarations over my life that I wanted to be true. And some of those times that did work after a period of time of doing that, but some of them never worked. Like, I am valuable. I am, you know, I'm successful. These different things that I still struggled with, it just never really stuck until I went to the very place that I learned that I'm not successful, or that I'm not smart, or that I'm not good enough. And once I went in there, I found that it was so much easier to uproot the lies that I believed in that place and put the truth in and believe it. And so that's why we typically like to go back into the pain. It doesn't mean that we're staying in the pain or staying stuck in the pain. The point is to actually get rid of it and to let it out. You asked another question. What was that? Oh, you asked about why it's different. Sorry, I think you're muted. Why it's different than therapy. And so what I found in counseling is I spent a lot of time dealing with why I was angry about my childhood, why I was frustrated about my childhood, why I had fear, anxiety around my childhood, and what to do with that anger, what to do with that anxiety when it came, like how to calm it down. And you'll hear a lot about, okay, you know, you want to meditate, or you want to close your eyes and think about scripture, or you want to just do these various things that will help you when you're feeling that way to actually change how you're feeling. The problem I found with that is that it would generally come back the minute I found myself in a similar situation, and that's because the heart is still re-experiencing the pain of the past in that way. So I found that with counseling, I did years of it, and I didn't get nearly the amount of change and breakthrough on the inside that I got in a much shorter period of time just going directly into the places where these things started and then getting them healed.
And that's,
and
Sarah, are you still on there, Sarah? I think we lost Sarah, but that answered her question, I'm sure. Okay, and so we're going to go on to the next one. Thank you, Sigal. Let me go on to the next one. It's 916-821 area code. Do you have a question?
Oops, no, I'm sorry.
You do not have a question? No?
I'm eating the amazing sprouts that Sigal taught me to make.
That's good for you, eating sprouts.
I will say I'm just very, very blessed by who she's become in her healing and how she's been able to pay that forward. And so that's been
Who are we speaking with? Who is this? Who is this?
My name's Marcia. My name's Marcia.
Marcia, welcome, Marcia. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you don't have any questions at all, right?
Nope, I think I'm good. I thought they covered it very well.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. We'll move on to the next person.
Thanks, Marcella.
Thank you. Okay, 951235 area code. Do you have a question? There is someone from 951235. Do you have a question for us? I guess not. Okay, ladies, that should end our first introduction and announcement for your own personal radio show. Do you have anything you'd like to say, ladies, to close to everybody?
I do. I just wanted to say this, that a flipped life does not mean that you no longer ever have pain, and it doesn't mean that you now will not walk through difficult circumstances. I think sometimes in life that's just can be inevitable. But the point of flipping the life is so that you can walk through those difficult circumstances with your heart open, using your voice, processing pain as it comes so that you don't have to ignore or medicate or run from it, eat through it. You choose to love and to enjoy life even through difficult times. And I think it's just important to know that, because you don't want to set up the expectation that, well, if I just get to this place, then I'll never hurt again, or I'll never have to walk through things again, or I'll never have to challenge what I believe. It's a continual process, and there's always an invitation for us to get more truth and believe rightly about other people and ourselves and our circumstances, so that we can walk through life successfully, enjoying it, living the life that we want to live, pursuing our dreams, having our voice be heard. So that's really the point of it. And Christina wanted to share something as well.
Yes, sure. Pam, I just wanted to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come onto your show and to share. It has been such an honor, and I know for Sigal and I, we are both so passionate about seeing people's hearts get healed and liberated, and this has just been an incredible opportunity for us, and we're so extremely thankful.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been my blessing. It's been just an awesome expansion to my own life to meet you guys and to be able to do this. This is just a blessing. So we're going to close right now and invite you all to join us at the next session on May the 10th at 12:30 for the first Flip Radio session. We will be online announcing what exactly will be covered, and we want to wish you many blessings and many hugs. And I want to say once again that this is not counseling, this is coaching, and this is life coaching, and it is, like Sigal and Christina say, to give a healthy and secure thought process, right, girls, and to liberate your heart.
Absolutely.
Is that
thank
right?
You,
right, ladies? You're welcome. You're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you for on the air.
You're welcome. Blessings and hugs to everybody. We love you, and we wish you all the best. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.